Well, we have a great opportunity coming up against the Atlanta Falcons. It certainly will be a big challenge as well. This team has just some excellent pass rushers and have been for quite some time. As you know, Coach Nolan came over from Miami. We played Miami last year. Excellent scheme, well-disciplined, and their players also play just with their natural instincts, so they do take some calculated risks. And most of the time when they do it, it works just beautifully for them. Their linebackers are very fast. They've got some excellent cover men, and both of their safeties are quite active as well. So we've got, like I said, a great opportunity and a great challenge as well. We'll open up to questions.
Marty, you faced Mike Nolan's group with a lot of with Denver, with San Francisco, with Miami. What are some of the hallmarks of his style and his scheme?
Well, I said this the last time we played them. That would have been the Miami game. Very, very good scheme. You can tell on film they're coached very well, disciplined, and then he gives them some opportunities just to go with their instincts as well. They do cause problems. They're active. They're quite opportunistic as well. They have come up with some huge plays to turn games throughout the beginning of this year. And then lastly, normally against this defense, it is going to be hard. They make you work for everything against his style of defense. You know, he's been in 4-3 and 3-4. They're typically a 4-3. However, you do see many of the things that he's done in the past.
How much do you worry about a ball hawk like Asante Samuel?
Oh, yeah, it's there. And they've got several of them in their secondary that play similarly to Asante. And Asante's a brilliant at that. Really, he is. In fact, the last ball game, well, it was a week ago, you know, he picked him with pick six to just turn the game. It was tied at the time, I believe, 13-13 with very little time left. And it was a pick six and just turned the game around. So, yes, but many of their players in the secondary do play with a similar style.
The offense being right 31st in scoring, and what you saw happen with Juan, Andy saying that, you know, he was evaluating everything last week. Did that make the bye week extra stressful for you at that point?
Well, we evaluate everything on the bye weeks every year. We've been pretty good coming out of bye weeks as well. You know, when you lose a couple games like that, it's not good. Winning's good. Look, we have to flip that turnover ratio. That's the big coming out of the bye week. And let me make myself very clear. We have to play better in many instances. However, we flip that turnover ratio. It takes care of an awful lot of things. So that's the biggest key when you looked at everything with fine detail. And then you, when you make it simple, you flip the turnover ratio. If we flip the turnover ratio, we'll take care of an awful lot of things.
Do you think sometimes when you try to consciously eliminate a turnover, as opposed to just playing loose, it can make
that's
it
right.
too tight and make the problem worse?
Well, that's right. We want to play unafraid to make a mistake, and that allows you to play fast. You make a mistake, correct it. Find the solution, correct it. You have to admit it first. Admit it, find the final solution, correct it, move on fast. That's the way we want to play. However, the ball security is the biggest statistic that correlates with winning. Many of these stats that are thrown around mean very little regarding winning and losing. Turnovers, big. Very rarely, and it does happen once or twice typically in a typical week in the NFL, a team may overcome a negative turnover ratio to win. We've done it several times. However, That is the one stat that directly correlates with what he and that's at every level. Unless you're in college or high school, you're just way better than the other team. So on an occasion, you can overcome a negative turnover ratio and win a game. It's not going to happen consistently. And so we just simply have to flip it. But you're right. Your main point is, hey, we've got to play loose, aggressive, confident, and however, we do have to take care of the football.
Michael's running less now than he once did. Is that by design, and do you want to see him running more going forward?
Yeah, I want to see him moving and grooving when he's forced to. And so some games he'll be running more or moving and throwing than other games. And it does depend on scheme just a little bit. You know, are they spying him? Are they mush rushing? These type of things. Does he have lanes to move in? So you'll see some games are quite different than other games there.
During the bye-week game, you talked about, you know, making changes, evaluating everything. You kind of addressed that. But offensively, with the turnovers and the struggles, what adjustments and what changes did you guys make, if anything?
Well, you make adjustments every week in this league, every week. The bye week gives you some time to spend on some of the fine details. So there was a host of fine details virtually with every player and then as a unit and then as an offense to certainly try to help. And most of the focus was on the turnover ratio. So we're going to try to help there just a little bit.
Marty, do you find that the defenses are stacking the box against you guys early to stop the run, or is that just the Detroit game?
Every game's different. Every game's different. But I will say that they're very conscious of our deep throws as well. You know, but no, not we should have run the ball just a little bit better in that last ball game.
Yesterday about how the first halves haven't been nearly as productive as the second halves, particularly the first quarter. What's going on there? He made the point that Michael Vick is the same Michael Vick. You know, what isn't happening in the game plans or the scripted plays that needs to happen?
Turnover ratio. It's that simple. You go back through our games and we've been in some pretty good drives. First ball game we fumbled. We gained 25 yards and fumble in the second ball game. I believe we go down, we're in way down there and have another turnover and so forth. So we did look at that certainly very, very closely as a staff on how we were different with first halves and second halves.
Look at it with the center making. I knew you were counting on Jason Kelce to do a lot of stuff, more stuff this year. Was it too much to heap on Dallas, and you make an adjustment there? Does Michael Vick go back to making more protection calls now?
Sure. We looked at all that. I will tell you, Dallas has done an outstanding job with those things. And you knew I was we talked about just a little concern with the center quarterback exchanges and so forth when he immediately went in, and it was pretty clean. Then we had some problems last week with those things. So we certainly tried to clean that up as well. As far as specifics, Dallas has done a very good job with the calls and all of the things he has to do at the line of scrimmage, with a few exceptions from last week, and it costs us.
Does Michael have enough time, though, to be successful? Is there enough time in the pocket for him to make the reads and make the throws?
Well, there certainly wasn't on occasion, you know, and so we've got to certainly – we have to be more consistent that way. There's no question about it. And for most part of the last ball game, Mike did an almost heroic job of getting the football out on many occasions. And so we certainly have to be more consistent there.
I know it's different every week, but do you find that defenses present you with totally different stuff?
Yeah.
Basis now, and is that because of Mike?
Yeah.
Why does that?
Well, we've talked about that in years past. Anytime you have just an excellent quarterback and you're motoring pretty good. And look, we're motoring a little bit, you know, as far as yards, but it goes back to that turnover ratio. But that's not the point here. But anytime you have a heck of a quarterback, or you've got a DeSean Jackson, or you've got a LeSean, these type of players, in many cases, you'll see a specific game plan just for yourself. It's been that way my whole career. I've been very fortunate to coach some of the great quarterbacks ever to play. And you go back, you're not going to see much of that. You're better off going back in the last several times you played them to see exactly what they did to that specific offense or quarterback. Yes, it's a good point.
Can't explain why the offensive line seems to struggle more early and seems to have a very good third quarter set.
You're getting deep there. I expect our players to play well every snap. No, I understand your point, but we expect to play well every snap.
Talked about how even if you're preparing for X amount of looks and you get different than what you prepared for.
Well, that's where experience comes in, because we've had some players have had many years of experience, but we've had many camps and training camps, and we've seen an awful lot of things. Fronts, stunts, blitzes, coverages, we see. So, yes, I expect, even if we haven't practiced it, so it's something new, at some point we have. I certainly expect. We have no excuses, you know. We expect to play well every snap.
Mark, you said Dallas has done a great job with the protection calls, but how much of a challenge is this week with all the pre-snap movement that Mike Nolan has incorporated with the Falcons?
They are active. Linebackers, safeties, Bierman may play single safety middle, you know. So they are very active. They disguise an awful lot of things. It certainly will be important.
I think you're on the field. You've probably faced him 4 or 5 times. Are you just familiar with his concept? So do you kind of get that understanding of what he's going to do?
He's a very good coach, and he mixes it up game to game. You've seen what they've done this year. Quite opportunistic. We talked about that. Those players over there in Atlanta on the defensive side are playing, well, their whole football team. They are playing with great confidence. Yeah.
You have guys numbers, do you think he's spending the week trying to figure out something different?
It's a cyclic thing. I've had quite a little of experience, and so you think you might have our players and coaches have to be ready to come firing every day. Yep.
That's Marty. Right at the bye, Andy talked about looking at everything, possibly even the play calling. Are you still calling the plays, and is that operation the same?
I look at that every week. We look at everything we do every week, and certainly in the bye, even when we have a better record, we look at all of those things. Yeah. All right.